So, Jonathan, there are many different New Year's traditions, and here in Taiwan, I know many people will do different things for Chinese New Year. Well, what about you? What is your favorite thing for Chinese New Year?
的确哦，这个过年的时候呢，有很多活动，我最喜欢什么呢？How about getting some red envelopes?
Oh, yeah, I know. Who doesn't like getting money?
What about you, Bill? What activity do you like the best?
Well, I think my favorite is lighting off fireworks.
点鞭炮啊。But you know, when I was young, I was not allowed to light off firecrackers. My parents thought that it was not safe.
Oh, well, that's a good idea to be safe because fireworks, firecrackers can be dangerous, right?
对，放鞭炮其实是很危险的，所以要很小心。But today we're talking about an activity that's fun and safe.
That's right. Let's take a look at today's conversation.
Happy Lion Dance.
Conversation A.
Oh my God! A monster!
Don't kill us!
You two are such chickens.
Daisy? Is that you?
Don't frighten us like that!
Isn't this lion head cool?
Where did you get it?
A friend lent it to me.
Is that the lion head for lion dances?
Yeah, I'll show you how to use it.
Whoa! Now, Tony and Jim got really scared in the beginning.
Yeah, they did.
But, you know, why were they so scared? 他们干嘛那么害怕?
Oh, well, they saw a monster. And this is kind of scary here for sure. A monster is a big and ugly, kind of like an animal or just something that can hurt you. You know, like a ghost, maybe.
所以什么东西可能会害你，而且跟魔鬼还有点类似哦。这里文章中我们看到 monster， monster 这个名词就是怪兽、怪物。所以一开始呢 ，Jim 和 Tony 以为看到怪兽了，所以他们不知所措 ，got very scared。But did they really see a monster？
Well, of course not, Jonathan. I don't think there really are monsters in the world today. It was only Daisy.
Now, here's something really interesting. Now, Daisy calls Jim and Tony such chickens. But why chickens, not pigs or dogs?
Well, think about it. If you saw a lot of chickens in front of you and you walked toward them, they would all run away, right? So we say often in English that if you are acting very scared, if you're afraid, you're being a chicken.
所以 Bill 这里讲的是非常有道理哦。你想象你看到一群鸡，你接近他们，他们会怎么样？他们会赶快跑掉。所以这里哦，在英文里头很有趣的呢，就是哦，当你看到很胆小或是很懦弱的人的时候，你就可以叫他 chicken。就是鸡嘛哦，那么黛西这里觉得 Jim 和 Tony 真的是胆小如鼠，所以他就叫他们 chickens. Bill, are you a chicken?
Yeah, of course not, Jonathan. Come on, I'm a man. I'm not afraid.
什么东西跑过去 ？Something just moved.
What is it? I don't know, Jonathan. I'm scared.You're tricking me.
Bill is a chicken. Okay.
Oh, that's not very nice at all. You know what? We should be teaching English, not scaring each other.
Yes.
So anyway, Daisy says, or Tony says, Daisy, is that you? Don't frighten us like that. Now, Daisy did the same thing to Tony that you just did to me. Because when you frighten somebody, you make them afraid. You do something to scare them.
那么我们在这里呢看到这个动词哦 ,frighten, 慢慢的念是 frighten, 念快一点 T 就不见了变成 frighten。那么这个动词什么意思呢就是惊吓的意思。Tony 哦在这里呢仿佛是听见了 Daisy 的声音所以他说诶 ,Daisy 啊是你吗 ?Don't frighten us, 不要吓我们。Now, Bill or, Mr. Chicken, was the monster Daisy?
Mr. Chicken, huh? Yeah, okay. Anyway, the monster was a lion head that Daisy had. So it wasn't a real lion, of course. It's just a lion head that's used for the lion dance. Daisy said that a friend lent it to her, so it means that someone let her borrow it.
Okay, now Bill, I would like to ask you a question, because I see the word lent over here. Now, lend and borrow, they are kind of the same, but not really.
That's right. You know, many Taiwanese students will make this mistake quite often. When you lend something, you give it to them to use for a short while, then they give it back. When you borrow something, you're the person that gets that thing. So you ask somebody if they can give it to you for a short time. So you can say, can I borrow whatever? Or you can say, can you lend me whatever?
所以各位观众听清楚了吗？哦，不要犯这个错。在中文里头呢，就是借这么一个字，不管是你借他，他借你，还是我借谁，通通都是借。不过在英文哦是有差别的。如果呢是要把东西借给别人哦，借出去是用 lend， 它的三态是 lend 后面加 t 哦。如果呢像你跟别人借哦，是借过来，这个叫做 borrow， 所以不要搞错了啊。
Well, let's take a break right now, and then we'll talk about this whole Mr. Chicken thing during the break.
Happy Lion Dance.
Conversation B.
I want to be the lion head.
No, I'll be the head.
Stop fighting. Jim, you'll be the tail.
No way!
Only the strongest person can be the tail.
That's fair enough.
But I'm stronger than Jim.
During the dance, the head has to jump onto the tail.
I don't want Jim to jump on me. I'll be the head.
Now, Bill, you know, it takes two people to do the lion dance. 要舞狮呢是要有两个人的。
That's right. Jim and Tony are talking about who gets to be the head, who gets to be the tail.I mean, think of it. A lion has four legs. People have two legs each, so you need two people to make four legs.
But, you know, Bill, I think Tony and Jim, they're having a problem here.
Yeah, Daisy says stop fighting over this. Now, when you fight, of course, it means that you argue or you and another person aren't happy with each other and you're both trying to win. Of course, you can do it with words like,argue back and forth, or you can even do it with your fist. But that's not nice.
Yeah. 好，那么我们这里哦，来看一下现在在发生什么事哦。那么这里呢 ，Tony 跟 Jim 哦发生了一些小摩擦，因为两个人都要当狮子的头。那 Daisy 在这里呢实在看不下去了，所以她说 Stop fighting。那么我们这里看到 fight 这个动词哦 ，fight 它有打架也有吵架的意思。那这里我要再强调一下，在英文里头哦，不管是用嘴巴的吵架，还是拳打脚踢的打架，都是 fight。那么它的三态呢是 fight, fought, fought, fight, fought, fought.
And then Daisy tells Jim, "All right, you can be the tail, right?" So she's trying to stop them from fighting, and she says, "You be the tail," and then.Jim, he's not too happy about it, is he?
No, not at all. 在这里 Jim 是一点都不高兴哦，因为黛西呢，为了他们不要再吵下去，就说 OK, Jim, you be the tail, OK, you'll be the tail. Jim, 你当尾巴吧。And that makes him mad. He wants to be the head.
Yeah, in fact, he says, no way. Now, this is kind of funny. When you say no way, you're saying no, no, no. There's a good reason. Think of it like this. Jim is saying, there is no way that I will be the tail. So it's like saying, you know, nothing is going to make this true. There's no way I'm going to be the tail.
所以在这边 Jim 他当然是反弹啦，他不要当尾巴，他就说 No way。那我们这里看到这个片语 No way， way 的话本身有方向的意思，可是 No way 这个片语就是不可能。So Jim 他在这里呢，他根本就不要当尾巴。Let's try this. Bill.My house is really dirty. Can you take out my trash? 你可以帮我倒个垃圾吗？
No way.
No way. I'm your friend.
Oh, this is the same friend who called me a chicken earlier. Yeah, no way.
啊，真的是这个祸从口出啊！早知道之前就不要叫他什么 Mr. Chicken. But anyway, 所以这里哦，黛西呢要 Jim 当狮尾不是没有理由的。Now, there's a reason, and the reason is only the strongest person can be the tail.
Ah, that's right. And this makes Jim happy because Daisy is saying that he's the strongest, so he should be the tail. He says, that's fair enough. Now, when you're saying that something is fair, well, that's a good thing. It means that you're happy, the other people are happy,Everybody's happy because nobody's losing anything. It's fair.
那么在这里呢，嘿，这个Jim一听到呢，说，哎，自己是很强壮的人，是个男猪汉，他就很高兴了。他说 ，That's fair enough. 而我们这里看到这个形容词 fair 就是公平的。所以怎么个公平法呢？虽然说当狮子尾巴比较无聊了，但是呢，却可以被公认为是男子汉大丈夫。所以他觉得，哎，好吧，这样是很公平的。But how come only the strongest can be the tail?
Oh, well, that's because the head has to jump on the tail or onto the tail. It's what Daisy says. That means Tony has to jump onto Jim's shoulders. And they have to be careful. Jim must be strong or they can fall.
Yes, 所以为什么扮狮尾的人要很强壮呢？因为扮狮头的人要跳到扮狮尾的人的肩上 and if the tail is not strong, they could both fall.
And that would be bad.
Yes.
Hey, let's go to word power.
Word power!
Hey, Jonathan.
Yes.
What are you frightened of?
我怕什么东西啊? I'm a man. I am afraid of nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you have a spider on your shoulder.
Yeah. 蜘蛛, really?
That's what I thought. Well, we need to do our word power words.
You tricked me. 你竟然陷害我。
No, I didn't.
There was, 我形象被破坏。
There was a spider. They all saw it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, word power words. Today's first word power word is monster. Monster.
Monster, 它是个名词，就是怪兽啊、怪物这一类的东西。
People are afraid to swim in this lake. They say there's a monster.
人们会怕呢，在这个湖里头游泳，因为啊，他们觉得这里头有怪兽。
Second word today is frighten. Frighten.
Frighten 呢是个动词，惊吓的意思。Do not frighten me.
That story frightened the kids. They're all crying now.
那个故事呢把小孩子给吓到了他们全部都在那边哭
Maybe we should try and get Jonathan to cry
I won't cry
Okay, the third word is fight
它是个动词吵架打架都用 fight 三态是 fight, fought, fought
Carol is fighting with her sister They both want the same toy
Carol 跟她的姐姐呢在吵架他们两个都要相同的玩具
And the last word power word today is fair. Fair.
Fair, 形容词公平的。
It isn't fair. I only got one candy.
Stop, 不要抱怨了。不公平我只有一颗糖果。
It's not fair, Jonathan.
Stop.
We have more things for our viewers today.
It's not fair. 小孩子
keep in mind.
Hey, Clayton, what do you think of my tissue box? 你觉得我这个面纸好不好看啊？
I don't like it.
You don't like it? But it's cute.
It looks like strawberry cake. And I don't like strawberry cake.
好啦，不喜欢就算了啦。这里我们现在看 like 这个字哦，它可以当作介系词哦。譬如说 Clayton 刚才有提到 look like strawberry cake 哦，这个面纸盒看起来像草莓蛋糕。那同样一个字也可以当作动词哦，譬如说我们可以说 I like strawberry cake， 我很喜欢草莓蛋糕。But what about this?
An orange. I do like oranges.
Fine.
So, Bill, 你跟我, who should be the tail?
Oh, well, me, of course.
But you are a chicken.
Hey, I'm not a chicken. Okay, you guys review today's conversation, and we'll figure this out.
Happy Lion Dance.
Oh, my God! A monster!
Don't kill us!
You two are such chickens.
Daisy? Is that you?
Don't frighten us like that!
Isn't this lion head cool?
Where did you get it?
A friend lent it to me.
Is that the lion head for lion dances?
Yeah, I'll show you how to use it.
I want to be the lion head.
No, I'll be the head.
Stop fighting. Jim, you'll be the tail.
No way!
Only the strongest person can be the tail.
That's fair enough.
But I'm stronger than Jim.
During the dance, the head has to jump onto the tail.
I don't want Jim to jump on me. I'll be the head.
Review time!
Okay, Jonathan, it's review time, and for today's review time, we're going to fill in the blanks. So, I will read you three sentences and say the word blank, and you choose the correct word from today's lesson to put into those blanks.
Cool.我们今天呢就来做填充题 ，Bill 会问你三个问题，当然里头会有空格，请你从今天的 lesson 里头找出正确的单字，把它填起来。
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
First question: That cat has a long blank.
That cat has a long head, 长长的头。No, that can't be right. Long a tail, 尾巴。
Right, right. The other end. Good job, tail. Second question.My uncle likes to tell scary stories about blank.
Scary, 恐怖的。所以我叔叔喜欢说什么有关于恐怖的什么故事。Scary stories about maybe monsters, 怪物。
That's right, because monsters are scary. And our last question, Charlie is such a blank. Everything scares him.
Everything scares him. 什么东西他都会怕。So he is such a chicken.
That's right. 3 out of 3, you always get them correct. We've got a few more things for our viewers today, so I hope they'll stay with us.
I was going to say...
Fun with phrases.
No way.
No way.
Will you do my homework for me?
Are you joking? No way.
Will you make me a snack?
Make you a snack? No way.
Will you clean my room?
Your dirty room? No way.
Do you always have to say no?
No way. I can also say, you're lazy.
No way.
Just for fun.
Hello, A-plus listeners. I'm really excited today. Welcome to Just for Fun. We have a few very interesting riddles for you. You can take them to school and tell your friends these new riddles and feel really cool because you'll know the answer and they might not know the answer. So let's start off with February 1st. And with me in the studio today is...
Hello, it's Matt, everyone.
And I'm Angie. So, Matt, what is our first riddle?
Well, it talks about breaking things. And you know, when we break something, that means we crack it into pieces. It doesn't work anymore. Like taking a glass and throwing it on the ground, it breaks into many pieces. Well, today's riddle says, what is the only thing you can break when you say its name? Now, I guess we can try this. How about I say glass? No glass broke. How about pencil? No, my pencil's not broken. I don't know, Angie. What is it?
Well, it's really hard because usually when things break, you have to put them back together again with glue or tape or some sort of thing like that. But this thing, I don't think you can use glue or tape to put it back together.
Let's be silent for a second and think about this. Oh wait, silence! Silence! That's the only thing you can break when you say its name. Because when nobody's talking, there is silence. But then when you say the word, everyone's talking again, and you've broken the silence, which means when nobody's talking, maybe it feels uncomfortable, or there's this quiet air surrounding you, and then suddenly somebody makes a noise, or says something, or sneezes. Achoo! Well, they broke the silence, we say, so this riddle is kind of tricky. Because by saying silence, or any word really, you break it by saying its name.
That's very clever, Matt. Well, it looks like you guys have a great riddle to tell your friends for February 1st. So we'll see you next time.